On a bluff over Faslane Naval Base, on the River Clyde, a polite but suspicious military policeman shadows myself and two local anti-nuclear critics as we gaze down on what's perhaps Britain's most sensitive military installation. Real estate attorney Graham McCormick is a stalwart pro-independence yes campaigner, and he wants Faslane's warheads removed for good.
We're not happy about being the home for it, and we don't actually think it's necessary. God forbid, but if one was ever going to go off, then that would really be the end of civilization as we know it.
If the Scottish referendum succeeds, he may get his way. The Scottish National Party, which is driving politics from Edinburgh, has pledged to evict the Trident submarines and the warheads being stored near the town of Helensburgh within 4 years. It's not an idle threat. The SNP has been campaigning for nuclear disarmament for years, and public opinion supports it, says defense expert Stuart Crawford, a retired lieutenant colonel in the British Army.
Across other parties, across the population as a whole, there's no real appetite to have nuclear weapons in Scotland. So that is why it's become, for many people, a red line issue.
Crawford argues should Scotland become independent, the Trident issue could be a top priority after the inevitable horse trading begins over the myriad of issues that will inevitably rise as it negotiates its exit from the United Kingdom.
All roads lead to Trident on the Clyde, and whether it stays or whether it goes. And you have a government in power which seeks independence, which says it needs to go because that's what it believes in principle, and has support of that point of view, but the practicalities of it are such that it can't be done quickly.
Here in the town of Helensburgh, it's a hot issue, not least because so many people have moved here to work on the base, says McCormick.
This is probably the most challenging area that the Yes campaign has in Scotland because of the base and because of the emotional attachment that people have to it.
There are many surprises and contradictions here. Vivian Dance, an elected councillor and vocal critic of nuclear arms, moved here in the 1970s when her husband, a submarine officer, was transferred to work on the nuclear-armed Polaris submarines. Today, she's a vocal yes campaigner, despite the fact that both she and her husband hail from Yorkshire and England.
I think in the 70s we needed the nuclear deterrent. The Cold War was upon us, but I think we've moved on from there. The kind of wars we're fighting now will not be won by nuclear weapons. Trident now has had its day. It's not a weapon that will be needed in the future.
But not everyone in this community feels this way. 72-year-old Alan Johnson says he fears a breakup of the UK would leave Scotland defenceless.
These very nuclear weapons have kept the peace since World War II, so they're exceedingly valuable, and we would be wide open to attack from jihadists, all sorts of people, if our defences were taken away.
Then there's the jobs argument. Member of the Scottish Parliament Jackie Bailey of the Scottish Labour Party has been campaigning against the yes vote.
Faslane is the biggest single-site employer in the whole of Scotland. It accounts for a quarter of the full-time jobs within my local area. So the impact of removal of Trident and the closure of Faslane would be devastating on the local economy and on local jobs.
Nuclear arms have been a divisive issue in the UK since at least the 1970s. Across the road from the base's main gate is the Faslane Peace Camp, an encampment of activists that have kept up a constant presence since 1982. Colorful, hand-painted trailers are guarded by a small dog who is all bark and no bite. 32-year-old resident activist Jimmy Watson of Glasgow says he's suspicious of the political promises from Edinburgh, but he sees the current debate as real opportunity.
We need to keep the pressure on and make sure our politicians don't compromise or negotiate and that we get what we're being promised at the moment.
Timing is key. If it's shorter than 4 years, that could force the British military to move its arsenal out of the UK entirely.
Any shorter timescales, a disarmament timescale, a timescale for it to be decommissioned completely and removed from the world. And that's what we hope will happen.
Already there's been talk about moving the warheads to neighboring France, or even the Atlantic seaboard of the United States. But whatever the case, should Scotland achieve independence, it would find itself with real leverage over its larger neighbor with regards to the future of Britain's nuclear arsenal. Jacob Resnick, FSRN, Helensburgh, Scotland.